Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
1 week until the kids go back to school. Why is that running? Why? Wait, what? Hold on. Oh, because we're in automatic mode. Hold on. Let's go to manual mode. Okay,
there
hang on.
We go.
There we go. Ooh. Second week with the new operating system.
But you troubleshooted that so well. Like, you knew exactly what to do.
Calmly, I'd say.
Yes, very good.
That's right. How do I make that work again? I'm not touching it. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out in a minute. What?
Is it wrong that every time something like happens with the board like that, where like the automatic fires off, I immediately look at Davey just because I want to see his facial reactions to it? He's like, because I feel like he's going to go into full on panic.
Yeah, not because it's the same idea of watching Travis Pastrana, where you hope he does well. But fact of the matter is, he might blow this, and it could be ugly. You know what I mean? So it's not. We don't look at Davey because it's his fault, although I'm going to blame it on him.
Sure.
We look at Davey just to see what sort of intestinal distress level he's at.
Exactly.
because somehow Davey will believe it's his fault.
Yep.
Our buddy across the way summed it up perfectly. It's that smile of his he gets when he's extra nervous. You ever notice the Davey nervous smile? He's like,
oh my God.
Things aren't going well, but I'm going to try to cover it up. I'm calm.
This one right here.
No, my Yorkie does that. When he ducks his head, he wags his tail really fast. Just you're not mad at me, right, boss? that's what Bailey will do. That's Davey's kind of. That's kind Funny. Of what it is. All right, everybody good?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good day, man.
Yeah,
of course. Nice out. Everything.
Yeah, and honestly, a week till the kids go back to school. Because I'm not gonna lie, people's. Parents' routines change, and it's good for the show. And I don't know why it's that way. I don't know how it's that way. It shouldn't make that much of a difference, but it's for us, it's good for the show.
Yep.
So at least it just feels like people are kind of more engaged, and we can do more stuff that involves you. That we don't have to just sit in here and entertain each other.
Right.
So we're kind of stoked about that. And then, oh my God, Spence and Kayla are going to DJ school.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so pumped about it.
As you should be. It's who loves boot camp more than me?
Yeah.
Who loves morning show boot camp more than me? Nobody. There might be some who love it as much, but nobody loves it more, and I can't go because I've got Aces games, which I'm okay with that.
It's really sad, though, for me, because when I joined this show, they moved these boot camps to Atlanta, and so I've only ever experienced boot camp in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And you got, listen to you guys talk about Chicago all the time, about how great boot camp in Chicago is. So I was super pumped, and then Chet's not going to be there, and I'm like, dang it, no.
No, I'm so sad, and I've had no less than 25 people reach out. Hey, man, can't wait to see. No, I'm not going. People who live in Chicago that don't even do mornings. Hey, I'm going to come by boot camp because I want to see you. I'm not going. Oh, well, fine then.
You know what's funny is I'm uncomfortable and I don't like to talk to people or to what's the right network,
which is ridiculous because in a social drinking setting, nobody's better than Spence.
Agree.
Yeah.
Nobody's better than Spence.
No.
I find, I don't know what it is, whether it's because it's peers or whatever. So what sucks is I've always had you as kind of a
buffer?
The opener. Yeah. No, I was the opener.
The opener.
I meet people.
So I'd get to meet people through, because Chet's, first of all, a radio nerd. I love radio. I've been in it since I was a kid. But I'm not like this guy who knows every call letters from every station,
every DJ, their bits,
and then knows all the guys. And I don't do any of that. So when I go by myself in this case, or with Kayla even, I'm flying blind.
No, well, seriously. I'm like the warm-up act at a comedy show for Spence. I go out there, I break the ice and everything. Hey, everybody, feeling good? Oh, how many people are from out of town? Now here's your headliner. Here's Spence. You know, and then they're all like, hey, it's Spence.
Yeah.
Hooray, it's Spence. Because I've got them all excited for Spence.
That's total fake news. I don't remember any of that part. But it's really good to have you there.
It's because you're behind the curtain getting ready to come on.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn this on. I turned everything else on but my mic.
But that one.
That has nothing to do with the new operating system. That has everything to do with old operator error. So Big Fat Bribe is back this week.
Yeah. So 12 times a day. It starts at 7:30. We'll give you a code word, and you just text that in, and you have a chance to win $1,000.
Got the money like that, huh? Business is
right?
Good. Business is good. I like being us. I like it.
Every time we come in, it's like, it's got to end. We run out of money.
Yeah, there's no way. I keep hearing now there's no money.
It's going on for two more weeks.
I keep hearing now, no, Chet, we cannot give you a raise. We cannot. There's no money. And then we got money.
Yep.
That's good. That's good news.
I'm happy about it.
Good news. I keep going, we need to get Davey a raise. Sorry, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
But now apparently there's money.
Yep.
And that's good news for everybody.
Agreed.
It's good news for everybody. And do not forget, today is bonus BSB Monday.
Oh, that's
BSB bonus money. What did we decide?
BSB bonus Monday.
There you go.
BSB bonus. What did I say? BSB bonus money.
There you go.
That's what I said. What did you say? So everybody who wins today on our show, we're bonusing you out. We're having breakfast with BSB tomorrow. Howie and Nick. And then everybody who wins, you get to come to that breakfast
tomorrow
morning. So clear out your schedule.
Okay.
First pick is coming up in a minute. It's the same thing we do every Monday. Just keep it simple. Was the absolute best part of your weekend? I didn't put it on the sheet. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But what's the absolute best part of your weekend? We all know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Fandango movie cards. Fandango's Summer of More. Guaranteed tickets to see summer's most anticipated movies, like Mission Impossible Fallout. So my wife and I went through, I'll just make this quick. My wife and I have gone through the first two of the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
And I have no idea how that franchise survived the second one. Because what a crap fest that movie.
Why was really? It? Really? The second one's like my favorite one.
It's all, what's that director, John Woo? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So they ripped off everything. It's Tom Cruise with shoulder length, long hair. They're ripping off The Matrix. They're ripping off all these other, there's doves flying through the air. And Tom Cruise is shooting with two guns and doing spinny, spinny and flippy, flippy and all that. It's ridiculous. It's the most overblown self-indulgent piece of crap ever.
That's funny.
Loved every second of it. So we got through two of those. So you can go see Mission Impossible, Fallout, and with Fandango VIP Plus. Earn points with every ticket you buy. For more movies, go to Fandango.com/summer for details. And promo for the... Thank you very much for indulging that. Lowrider Super Show is coming. We've got tickets. Las Vegas Lights versus Phoenix. We gave away tickets all weekend long. We'll give away more tickets this morning. And they stuck in the breakfast with BSB, but we don't. That's not extra. It's anyway. We'll figure it out. We'll do Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Got it.
Know what? Not one, but two, because I know we got a full box of them.
Okay.
Why are you making hand signals at me? Not one, but two Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Okay, got it.
All right. All of that with the first pick and bonus BSB Monday. All of that coming up in just mere moments.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Chet Buchanan Show.
Honest to God, I'm still blown away that school starts in a week.
I know.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's too soon. It really is. It's still going to be like 1:15 out. That's ridiculous.
Right?
Hey, do you have a kid going? Is Faithlin going to kindergarten this year?
Yes.
Are you taking next Monday off?
I was attempting to, but I'm having trouble finding somebody else to cover. So I really wanted to. I've never been able to be there the first day. And Brighton's starting.
Preschool and all
I
that.
Know. Yeah.
We make so much. You know what? I got nothing I can say. I'm not a parent. I got nothing. My mom, I don't even remember my mom being at home in the morning. I just remember my mom going, don't miss the bus.
Don't miss the bus, yeah.
But you know moms that cry at every little milestone in a child's life, so.
Well, because you know my real question is, are we going to be able to get some sort of on-air benefit out of this?
Yeah. Right.
From When David Aloysius Show Killer, and will he cry? Who would be more likely to cry, him or Wendy? Oh,
definitely him.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think Wendy will cry. Davey will just get real quiet.
Wendy's thrilled. She's going to have one less kid to deal with for about 8 hours a day.
Yeah, and believe me, she's looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Faithland's been getting a little stir-crazy at home a lot. Even though we've had activities for her all summer, Wendy's going, okay, how much time till school starts? Yeah.
And then BDB goes to...
Pre-K or... Yeah, pre-K, I guess it is, because he's almost three. He'll be three in December, so it's still considered
pre-pre. Ship him off.
Yep.
Ship him off.
And Brighton is your godson.
Yes. Yeah, the smart one.
Here's the crazy thing, though.
He's got so many kids now. I'm like, which one is your godson?
Because he's under three, the only thing we can do with him until he is three is 5 days a week, full days. So it's almost like daycare. It's school daycare, basically.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm really worried about Brighton because I 5 days for 8 hours.
Why? What?
Without mama,
he's
a mama's boy. So I don't know. I don't know how
he'll
well
toughen
that's
up.
Well, then cut the strings, bro.
True.
How's little aux cord? Is he okay?
He's doing good. Yeah.
Well, he's had. Are you willing to go forward?
Yeah. He's doing really good. A few months back, we had an MRI, CT scan done due to the size of his head. Everything checked out perfect, but
which you would think, due to the size of his head, you would think that would be my godchild,
right?
But it's not.
He's just a real child.
He's just a little bit delayed with development. So, I mean, he's standing, but he's not walking yet, and we're working on strengthening like his lower core and his legs and that stuff.
Okay.
Right. And the doctor said it's just. He just wasn't ready. He just didn't feel like doing it.
Exactly. Some kids' muscle development's different. You know, they just don't develop the muscles as quick.
And they just don't want to walk.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'll stay right here.
Just want to chill.
It's fine. And how do you force it? How do you, you know, it's not like training a dog or anything, is it?
No.
Here, come and get the treat.
Exactly. You can only, you know, assist him standing and assist him with walking and, yeah. The rest will come too.
I don't know nothing about no babies. I just don't. I just do not. So my guess is for a lot of parents, it's probably like, we're going, oh, God, first day of school, it's too soon. Oh, it's still 110. Excessive heat warning today. Blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot of parents going, still another week, huh?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, got another week before we can do this?
With the first pick.
First pick.
It's the first pick.
First pick
on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I like it quick and dirty on a Monday morning. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Spence?
I'm not much at manual labor, but I got a nasty gram from the HOA and I had to cut back one of my trees. So I am sore and yesterday I was exhausted because I trim the hell out of this tree.
That's the best part of your weekend because it made you feel like a man.
I felt like there. I accomplished something.
Yeah, working with your hands, brawn, well,
I
steel.
Even got, look, I even hurt myself. I got a battle wound there.
Yeah.
Damn it, ladies and gentlemen, that is how this great country of ours was built.
Sure.
What that man did.
Blood trim, and sweat.
Trimming trees and building stuff. On the flip side, dude, as will happen in this, and this was not the best part of my weekend. This is the worst part of my weekend. My wife has a Mini Cooper. And that's fine. Thank you, Don, and everybody at Mini of Las Vegas, whoever those folks are over on Sahara. They're taking care of it. So I told the punchline first. But I'm a guy who can do stuff.
Yeah.
I can. With cars and whatnot, I can do stuff if I choose. And so, as it will happen in the desert, Amy's battery died in her car. Well, I'll swap that out. And it's little. It's got to be little.
It's a Mini Cooper, so it makes sense.
Dude. F you, German technology. because it's in the BMW family, I guess. I didn't know this, but I guess they are. Thought they were British, but okay. So you literally have to take off the windshield wipers. Take them off. The arm. Take it off. Then you have to unhook, and it's only four screws, whatever. And you take off this little cover thing. And then you can get to the battery. Honest to God, the thing that covers the positive terminal on there. You know, they have a little protective plastic cover. Yeah. That's a nightmare to get off in and of itself, just to jump the damn thing. So I was going, and I was going to do it, too. I was going to do it. It was hot. I didn't care. I was like,
you'd be a man.
You ever see those old school movies when they're, you know, when they were making The Rock, you know, or making meth or whatever, and you got to be in there, and they'd be the girls with no shirts on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I looked like. I was in gym shorts. That was it. I was going out in the garage. I didn't care how much I
sweat.
Well, yeah. But so I was going, I didn't care how much I sweat. I was going to get this done. And then I thought, well, I could get all this stuff off of here. I may not get it back on properly.
Right,
I'll get it back on, but it won't fit right. And then I'm going to end up taking it in anyway. So we ended up taking it in. That was not, I don't even know what the best part is. I can't even think. Thank you for bringing it up. I'm going to be over here thinking about it.
It's done.
Davey, what was the best part of your weekend?
Friday night, I took the kids swimming, and the temperature outside was awesome, but the water in the pool was like 89 degrees, so like no, it's just perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. The weather, there was no wind Friday night. It was just awesome.
Whose house did you break into?
Neighbor down the street.
Were on vacation?
No, they actually invited us. They did invite us. I didn't invite myself.
Hop the fence.
Yeah, right?
I thought about that before.
I have thought about it.
Yeah, man. Come on, dude. Above ground pool, too, huh?
Of course.
Where we grew up on opposite ends of the country, but right down the street.
Know
what I'm saying? Yep. Kayla, what was the best part of your weekend?
Dude, 2 days, I blew off golf. I got invited to play golf with Chet and all them on Saturday. I said, nope. I'm taking Saturday and Sunday, and I am not going to set an alarm. I'm just going to sleep and wake up when my body wakes up. Most glorious 2 days of my life.
Good for you.
Yeah. Nice.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898 Fandango movie card, Lowrider Super Show tickets, Las Vegas Lights tickets, or not one but two Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and whoever wins on a BSB BSB bonus Monday.
There you go.
You got it.
Yeah. BSB bonus Monday. I don't understand why you can't.
Don't worry about my program. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
It's just funny because you look at me every time like,
sure.
Is that right? I don't know.
I just like to watch you question yourself. You, if you're the winner, you will also have breakfast with BSB tomorrow. So make sure your schedule's clear and call.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Bonus BSB bonus Monday.
Bingo.
BSB bonus Monday. I need to write something down with a Sharpie and a highlighter and make that happen. Kathleen, Kathleen really wants to win. Really wants to win.
I do.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My weekend started off with seeing AJ from the Backstreet Boys at Topgolf performing his new country solo stuff. Huh. And then he actually was golfing afterwards, and he saw my friends and I, and he came up to us because he knows that we're big fans, and he came up to us, talked to us, and took pictures with us.
You know what I just learned from that last sentence too? You know what I just learned from that? Kathleen's hot. That's what I learned right there. Do you hear how nervous and how worked up she is?
Yeah. I am.
I get it, man. Backstreet Boys are like my blood. Like I
can't
live without them.
I sent you that tweet.
Which tweet?
Oh my God.
I get a few. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I want to do this. I want to do this. This will be fun. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, man. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
We actually finished my son's Eagle Scout project, renovating a school's courtyard area this past weekend.
Nice.
That's really strong.
It was awesome.
Now, Chris, you seem to be a man of high moral character.
Somewhat, yeah.
You seem to be a gentleman.
Thank you.
Kathleen is on the phone as well, and she really wants to win so that she can get the BSB bonus Monday so she can have breakfast with Howie and with Nick tomorrow.
I think that'd be great. Give it to her.
Okay.
Aww.
Chris has signed off.
I am. I'm signed off. It's all good.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? Yeah. Here's what we can do. Here's what we can do. Chris, we'll keep you in the running for the other prizes.
Cool.
Because really, Kathleen, all you want is the BSB Bonus Monday, right?
Yes.
Let's be honest about
okay.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. This is even more fun. Okay, hang on. Now let's go to Alexis at 702-364-9898. So, Alexis, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I performed Rocky Horror Picture Show in front of a live studio audience at the Tropicana Theater, the $5 theater.
Nice. Good for you.
That's very cool.
And it went well?
Yeah, yes. It was very fun. I got to.
Nobody got hurt? No real blood?
No real blood. Just a lot of, well, at least unwillingly. Well, it's not unwillingly. So, I mean, it went well. We did good. I broke a nail.
What character did you play?
I played Janet.
Oh,
damn it, Janet!
Damn it, yeah. Janet!
I love you. Okay.
Oh, and it was toga themed too, so that made it even better.
Now, Alexis, can we keep you?
I want the Baxter Boy tickets.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to call because I really want a reason not to go to work tomorrow. So please.
All right. No, and we'll keep it fair, Davey. You'll go through your normal procedure.
Correct.
But Chris. Chris will stay out of that part of it.
Yes.
Alexis will stay in. Now, there's a possibility that neither one of you will win that, and then Chris will win everything. And then Chris will turn him over to Kathleen.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand how this works in my head. So, Kathleen, you've got one you've got to compete against.
Okay.
And then Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So we were pretending to be Chip and Joanna Gaines in our house and remodeling, redecorating, and do some DIY projects around the house, and it was awesome.
That is awesome.
Nice.
That is awesome. Now the question.
I'm trying to win for my daughter.
So she wants them.
So the three of you are in there.
I'm so sorry.
Kathleen and I tried.
I love it.
I tried to play on the kindness of strangers to see if they would, step out of line and let you just have it, but no.
Thank you for trying.
Good morning. Good. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Oh, this is intense. So, Davey does is he's got a dice in there, a die. A singular
mm-hmm.
die.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get all the first pick callers, then he literally rolls it. And that's how he decides who wins the first pick prize. Totally at random.
Yes.
Chris, the dude,
yes,
was your winner.
No, I asked him beforehand if he wanted to be in the mix for the regular prizes,
He
said no. He wanted to opt out and let the ladies win.
Oh, that's sweet.
He is a gentleman.
Very much so.
He is a man of high moral character, as I referenced.
Very much.
So it was down to the girls.
Yes.
It was down to Michelle.
Uh-huh. Kathleen and...
And the other one.
Yeah.
Obviously, the other one did not win. But Kathleen, who wanted it really bad, did.
Oh. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
We love you back. So, and then the other question is, do you want lights tickets, low rider super show tickets, or a Fandango movie card, or not one, but two Chet Buchanan Show shirts?
I picked the Fandango.
Okay. So give me the Fandango
movie.
And then we'll meet tomorrow. For breakfast with BSB.
You guys don't know how happy I am.
And it's Nick. It's Nick and Howie. And then we will evaluate your hotness for ourselves. And
in a completely respectful manner.
Of course. We're not going to eye you up and down.
Yeah, you won't even know we're judging you. In fact, honestly,
that's a lot of pressure.
No, honest to God, here's what will happen. We'll forget until tomorrow after you left. And then we'll go, hey, does anybody remember which one Kathleen was? That's what will happen.
Yeah.
For reals. No, but we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow. I'm so excited. Thank you again so much. I love the morning zoo.
Oh, that's old school. And by the way, we know you're evaluating us as much as we're evaluating you. So don't let there be pressure. Trust me, I'm already aware of how fat I am right now.
Oh.
And tomorrow? No, you know why I know how fat I am? Because tomorrow... I have to do a TV commercial at Fox 5 for the 5K where I am Captain Candlelighters.
Okay.
And I crawl into a repurposed Captain America suit. And if you ever want to know just exactly how fat you are, throw on a nylon slash lycra superhero suit.
That'll do
Have
it.
You tried it on since last year?
Absolutely not.
Well, we thought maybe you had some sort of thing with Amy. It was like, hey.
Exactly. Or maybe you just want to evaluate your body before this.
I'll put it to you this way. And understand, my wife and I are great friends as well as lovers. As well as lovers.
Yes.
She goes, no. I made sure I know where the shield is for you so you can take that with you. Which, you know, because she's looking out for her boy. And I can cover it over. So we'll see you tomorrow, Kathleen, all right?
All right, thank you, guys.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
Oh, my God, so much drama this weekend on social media.
So much drama in the LBC.
So many people throwing shade, including Justin Timberlake coming to the defense of Pink because so many people were throwing shade at her. She canceled her show in Australia, but she made it to the beach with her kids. She had this trip planned since last year, and but both her kids were sick during the trip. So Justin left a comment on the post praising Pink's work ethic. Quote, I'm here to tell you that you won't find a harder working, more authentically talented, and more thankful for her place on that stage and her fans than this woman. Wishing you full, healthy, and speedy recovery.
Yeah, Pink. But you get why that is, though, right?
Why is that?
Well, because she canceled the show.
I know.
And I know she was sick, so she canceled the show. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, Pink is sick. We can't go to the Pink show. And then you see pictures of her at the beach. You're like, she ain't sick. but she was like, yeah, well, like Kayla said, we've already got this plan. And she's like, I'm not so sick, I can't take my kids to the beach.
Yeah.
I can't sing.
Right.
So, and way to go, Justin.
We're back. I like that.
So Adam Levine apologized to MTV on Friday because he basically slammed them for leaving out Childish Gambino's This Is America. He thought the video didn't get any nominations for the VMAs, but it turns out was nominated 7 times in 7 different categories, including Video of the Year.
Who among us have not Googled something and had it come up the wrong year? Yes. Or, for example, I spent a good solid, this it wasn't this year, it was last year. I spent a good solid hour putting together a holiday schedule. Our schedule versus the Clark County School District schedule. And it was Clark County in, like, Illinois. And I just,
I should laugh at you for that.
Because I had CCSD.com versus CCSD.net or something like, but I Googled it wrong. And so Adam gets a pass and, you know, all right.
So the season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians was last night. And it started with a huge fight between Kim and Kourtney.
Sure, we've all heard about this where they were going.
I choose to be a mother to my 3 kids. I am not here looking for another job. I already work enough, more than I
was. You don't do whatever the you want to do, and you don't do shit. So be accommodating to the people that actually do shit.
You're a very distraught, evil human being. I don't want to see you, okay? I don't agree with who you are as a human being.
So the fight spilled over onto Twitter like a couple of hours before the episode aired.
Well, let's be honest. It spilled over a couple of weeks ago because they've been doling this out for a while.
And that's the whole thing is they started going back and forth again last night. And fans were like quick to point out that the episode was shot back in December. And they're like, you're not fooling anyone. We all know. I liked one critic that said, don't y'all have each other's numbers? Why does it need to happen?
Well, yeah, don't never forget this is a show.
It's a TV show.
They may have sat down and storyboarded this whole thing out.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, so let's not get too caught up in the reality of reality TV.
Yeah. So Demi Lovato is finally...
Go ahead. You were going to make a point, though.
I think the point is that people want them to know, like, hey, this isn't, like, we're not dumb. We know what you're doing. Stop. Like, at least be a little more authentic than what you're trying to.
Who's dumber? The one that gets sucked in by it and goes, you're not fooling anybody. If you thought that... And who knows, maybe they're still fighting 6 months later. But my guess is all of it is very well calculated.
Good job,
Kris
Jenner.
And it was a wonderful publicity campaign. And here we are talking about it now after we kind of tried to avoid it for a while.
I just found out wrestling's not real.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, and by the way, WWE, huge. Dave, you used to watch WWE,
Oh, yeah,
right?
All the time. Yep.
Yeah, WWE, so...
So Demi Lovato is finally speaking out almost 2 weeks after her overdose. She wrote on Instagram, I've always been transparent about my journey with addiction. What I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It is something I must continue to overcome and I've not done yet. I want to thank God for keeping me alive and well. So it was very
good for her.
Hey, can I point out something that I find interesting? Somebody wrote an article about the way people treat Demi regarding what she's going through and the way they treated Lamar with what he went through.
Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it's been totally, you know, Lamar was just completely destroyed over his drug issues.
Oh, sure.
And whether maybe society's changed or it's just Demi and they're more open to it.
No, or even in general, we talked about this. I think we talked off the air about a tweet that I saw where somebody goes, yeah, Demi Lovato, and let's assume it's heroin, and it's not. Right. They say it's not, but let's just assume it was, you know, and at the beginning when everybody thought it was. And there are still a lot of people who still do think it was heroin because they don't pay attention. But people, oh, God, thoughts and prayers. Oh, my God, Demi Lovato. But then somebody else, you hear about somebody else, just regular walking around guy, ODs on heroin, and you go, God, what a scumbag. What a dirtbag. And you made those poor choices, and you suck as a human being. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Certainly interesting.
Yep, that's the killer report.
That's how it works.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I realize I'm going to ask the follow-up question first.
Okay.
How drunk were you?
Not at all.
How drunk was Buddy?
Not at all.
Why do you even have a car?
I don't right know. Now? Here's the thing. So last night, we go to dinner, and then on the way home, Buddy is driving my car home. And normally, I just pull it in the garage, but for some reason, when we pulled it into the driveway, he backed in the car and then stopped it in the driveway. I don't care. Not that big of a deal. Not typical, but it didn't make a difference.
Okay, so you normally pull into the garage, but you did not pull into the garage.
Yeah, he just
didn't. If you were going to pull it, just lazy, I'm saying? I'm not saying that as a, you know, because sometimes you just get lazy. You
go, yeah, 25 feet back.
Yeah, I don't feel like
dealing with this garbage.
But he did not only just pull into the driveway. He backed into the driveway.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is weird.
Well, I usually back into the garage anyway. He just stopped before we got into the garage.
And you normally drive, but he drove.
Yeah. He was just driving last night. That's all it was. So it was like he stopped. I didn't think twice about it. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we're just going to park the car tonight. Not a big deal. So we go inside. We're sitting there watching a little Game of Thrones.
Did you make out in the car or anything?
Nope.
Was there any sort of distraction?
Nope. None whatsoever.
Joke telling?
Nothing. I mean, normal conversation.
Hey, buddy, I got a little something for you before I get out of the car. and then run. None of that.
Lock the doors.
None of that.
Hey, buddy, you ever heard of the phrase car date? Anything like that?
No. Nothing. Nothing weird at all. So we just go inside and we each get some treats, watching shows. And so we go up to bed. It was like 8:30 at this point. Go to sleep. My alarm clock goes off this morning. I get ready. It's 3:15 in the morning. I go downstairs. I make sure I have everything. 3:30 at this point. I'm looking around for
this
my keys.
This is a lot of detail.
Oh, my God. But leads up to this. I go, so I start looking for my keys. I'm like, where are my keys at? For 30 minutes, I looked for my keys because I'm
sure.
Like, it's not here. They're not here. I looked up, and we live in a three-story house. It's a very narrow three-story house. So I'm looking. I'm turning on all the lights. And
palatial three-story.
Oh,
so the bottom line, you looked for 30 minutes and couldn't find your keys.
Couldn't find them anywhere. So finally, I had to go to the bedroom and get Buddy, and I go, where are my keys at? So he drags himself out of bed. We start looking for him. He goes
How long does he look?
Probably about 5 minutes. And then he goes, wait a second. And then goes downstairs and goes to the car and just opens up the regular driver's side door. And they're sitting right there on the driver's side in the seat. And I'm like, what? What? So he left my keys in my car all night.
Took them out of the
ignition and somehow.
Took them out of the ignition and somehow they ended up sitting. Did he have an explanation?
Nope. I mean, it was 3:30, 3:45, 50 in the morning at that point. So it was like.
Yeah, but it wasn't 3:30 in the morning when he left him there.
No, but that's the whole thing is I didn't question it. And I'm
nothing
like.
Nothing happened at 8:30.
Nothing. That's the whole thing. I'm like, how did you leave my keys in the car all night and my car is still sitting in the driveway?
Wow. See, I would get it if, like my car has a fob, and they finally, in the center console, have put a little space that you can actually just put the fob.
Right.
You sit it there. So I can see leaving my key in the car like that because it's not in an ignition or anything like that. Is it a key, like a key?
It's a key. Yeah, you put it in.
So he had to turn the car off, and he had the keys in his hand.
Yes. Your car's so fancy, you don't even have to put the key in?
Yeah, I just have a little thing.
So bougie. You're so bougie.
He always fights against the bougie.
I know. But he's got a, oh, well, I drive a car that I don't even put the key in.
In all fairness, I think Davey's car is the same way, so you're not alone in just the fob start.
Yeah.
So.
My point beyond the, the bougie.
He's push start.
You got fob start?
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, beyond the bougie accusation, my point was, buddy, remove the key from the ignition. It's okay. I don't care.
It's facts, bro. It's truth.
And somehow, in the process of opening the door to get out of the car, he went, whoops.
I'll just leave these right here. It'll be more efficient in the morning.
But, like, here's, I think, like, I'm like, oh, okay, I can understand if I normally leave my keys in my car if it's in the garage, but I don't even do that.
Yeah. And doesn't this sound like some sort of plot that went awry?
Right.
Like, the guy who was supposed to take the car to get the insurance money, he just screwed it up and he went to the wrong house. You know what I mean? Because not only did you leave it outside,
weirdly enough, which we never do.
Yeah, but he's the man.
And leave the keys in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Pals. It's not like you left him in the visor.
Nope.
You know, or anything goofy like that.
Buddy's the mastermind of a car thief ring. He goes, okay, it's this kind of car. The keys are on the seat. Steal it. What kind of car is it?
Well, I started thinking about it, too. I'm like, then how do I explain that to my insurance? Yeah, sorry, my boyfriend left the keys.
Right. What do you do at that point?
Exactly.
No way to come back.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chip Buchanan Show.
And welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Hello.
The last Monday before we go back to school.
Right? Too early, man.
Enjoy it.
I'm a post-Labor Day guy. That's where I was raised. That's where it should be.
Yeah, Davey, are you excited? Because and Faithlin is her first day of kindergarten?
Yes, first day of kindergarten.
Is that a big deal to be at that?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every year that we try and find a mom that'll let us go along on the process, we've got one right here in our own midst.
Wait, right?
Were you saying that you might have to miss it?
Well, yeah, I was trying to find somebody to cover for me next Monday so I could go be a part of it.
Why don't we just and that's not possible?
Shaquan, I'm waiting to hear back from him.
Oof.
Yeah.
Why don't we just send you out? Why don't you just come in and do your job and then we'll send you out?
Okay.
What time school start?
8:15. All right.
As long as we get that traffic situation figured out.
Sure, sure.
That's all.
That'd be awesome.
The traffic has to go from Izzy to us, and it's got to filter through Davey.
Yes.
So that may be the only issue.
Yep.
Kayla, do you think you can help with that? With the traffic one time?
Sure, I can totally figure that out.
Okay, now you're making voice and face, which is known as vase. You're making vase.
Oh, here's the issue is that I have to go to Chicago later this week, so I don't know if I'll have enough time to get with Izzy to know how to do all that. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, I'll try She'll to be I'll make
three
it work.
Days? You don't think? Never mind.
Who asked me? Ask me.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. No, I know. You're with respect, and you're my friend, you're worthless in this.
Absolutely
space.
Not, Chet.
Thank you. Thank you for confirming. We'll work it out one way or another.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out somehow.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, you should.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
And we should all benefit from it.
Yeah, I know. I'll record for sure.
Yeah, you have to do something.
Oh, no, live.
Oh, we can do that too.
You don't record nothing.
Okay.
Live.
Cool.
Here's the issue is that Davey's
oldest child goes to kindergarten.
It's very cool. Very cool.
The first child of the, well, that's not true. Amy Sweet has kids that are like 30 now. from back in the day. But yeah, but I don't think we never got school age with her.
No.
No, we did not.
Because Peyton.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Yeah. No, no, Lauren and JB's kids weren't old enough.
No.
So this is really
a big deal.
It's the first show kid. The first show kid that while they're still a member of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to.
Okay. Sounds great.
If I can do a show from Los Angeles with that little box, you can do 10 minutes from
you're right.
Sunrise Mountain.
Yeah.
It is on the other side of town, though, from where we're at. So that should be an interesting hike.
Oh, to make it there in time?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I think I'll be okay.
He'd probably have to leave at like 7.
Fine. That's fine. That's fine. So it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just agreed to it. It's been signed.
Speaking of school, which class in high school did you slack off in and now you wish you hadn't? Of course, they did a survey on this. Where does all this money come from to care about these things?
Yeah.
What class do you wish you'd have tried a little harder in, Spence?
I think drama. If I had known exactly what I was going to do in my career, I think being more focused on theater stuff would have helped as opposed to playing sports.
Did you do drama at all?
I was in Hello, Dolly.
Of course you were. Were you Dolly?
Yes, I was.
No, really?
No, I was just a ensemble.
Yes.
Kayla, what do you wish you'd have paid more attention to?
Oh, anatomy. Mainly.
Why?
Because I always struggled in science. So, like, I took a couple of, like, science classes later on in college when I was doing engineering for a short second. And it was just, like, I never really paid attention at all in anatomy because I didn't think I'd use it at all.
But do you use it?
No, but I think it would be a fun... I feel like I would know more about the human body than I do.
If you came up and said, what's his pancreas about? And she could go, well, Chet, the pancreas.
Yeah, when we start doing innards talk.
Yeah, sure. My next podcast.
The next bit that we do, name that innard.
Yeah, guts talk.
Yeah, that'll come.
No, but I feel very like I don't have...
I don't know that we need to belabor the fact that you... wish you knew more about anatomy.
Yeah.
Even though it does you no good.
Doesn't mean I didn't want to know more about it.
Again, the belaboring. I'm not sure. Davey?
Government, only because I really glazed over and just did the bare minimum for the quizzes and tests. And there's constantly, and it's not like I'm a big political guy because I'm not, but I have to Google certain things because I just forgot. I learned them in school, but I just don't remember the fine details of stuff.
I would have worked harder at Spanish. I would have worked harder at Spanish.
Oh, yeah,
and you know
one.
What? And I would have taken French. I would have. It was a possibility. We could take Spanish, German, and French.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really close to doing the German. I don't even know why.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, it really is. It's going to be a dead language in a matter of time. Nobody's speaking it anymore.
Really?
Don't you have a German friend?
The Germans are.
Well, they do.
Aren't they?
We don't listen to him. Mainly because we don't know what he's saying.
Did you see Torben this weekend?
No, last weekend.
But, oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah. He's this guy.
Dave the Show Killer.
Sure.
But to your point, Spanish, my God, you're absolutely right. I wish I would have focused more on Spanish.
I wish I'd have been better.
Yeah.
You know what I got out of Spanish? Because for our fourth year, I took 4 years of Spanish. So if you get me in a situation where everybody's talking around me, but it's kind of Spanglish, then I can hang. I can hang. But really, the fourth year of Spanish, they brought in an exchange student, and we just went to the other room, and it was kind of semi-structured, but we were just supposed to learn to be able to talk. And all I learned, you guessed it, all the dirty words.
Yeah, of course.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
That's why I shouldn't say that. Figure out which one was playing. New operating system, week two. America held hostage. or at least your hopefully your favorite morning show held hostage.
You're doing a great job though.
Oh, sure. Thank you for that. But there, you know who's doing a great job? This subject of our good feeling story of the day. There's a nail salon inside a Walmart in Flint, Michigan, okay? Last Thursday, one of the salon workers, and I get this, and before everybody gets out the torches and pitchforks, slow down for half a second. That's all I'm asking. Let's not get too crazy with the outrage. But last Thursday, one of the salon workers said, and the way it's written, said they couldn't do a woman's nails. Now, perhaps they said, I'm not comfortable with this. Or perhaps they said, I'm not skilled enough to do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But regardless of what the reason was, and I know this can sound either really, really bad or just sort of bad, but they turned a woman away because she has cerebral palsy. Her name is Angela Peters, and her hands shake because of the cerebral palsy. So that's why she went to the nail salon. They're like, we can't help you. They basically said it was impossible to do her nails because of the shaking. But there was a Walmart worker there named Ebony Harris, and she saw it all go down. And she said, you know what? I'll take a shot at this. I'll do your nails.
Aww.
So they went, picked out a color. Then Ebony skipped her break to sit down with her. And now there's a picture of Ebony and Angela that has made the rounds on social media. So, Ebony, why'd you do it?
I just wanted to make her day special. I didn't
really want her day to be ruined. That's why I did it. Because, and plus, she's a sweetie. And, you know, she moved her hands a little bit, and she kept saying she was sorry. And I told her, don't say that. I said, you're fine.
I thought that was so nice of her. And I already felt comfortable with her because, like I said, I shout the mama a lot.
We're not trying to bad the nail salon. We're not trying to make them lose customers, make them look bad. But maybe spread awareness that no matter the person, who they are, what color they are, disability, whatever, they're people too. She wants to look pretty, you know, and so why can't she?
I'm like, wow, these are amazing.
I told her she's a blessing to us. To anybody, not just me. She makes me look at life and appreciate it much more than, you know, what I have been.
I don't know if you heard what Angela said, but she said the nails turned out amazing.
Yeah.
By all accounts, it turned out great.
Yeah.
The two of them also had a great conversation, and they're already planning to go to dinner sometime soon.
Awesome.
Oh.
It's really good, isn't it? I got chills with that one. It's a good feeling story of the day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
David the Show Killer, who's on the phone, please, sir?
We have Crystal Raquel from the Southwest.
Hello, Crystal Raquel. Is that your actual first and last name, or is that your stage name?
No, that's my... That's my real name. Good morning.
That's a great name.
No, that's a great name. And I'll bet a lot of people think that you're making up that last name, right?
Yeah, they always call me by my last name, actually.
It's oh, God. They go, yeah, Raquel Crystal.
Yeah.
No, that would be
no. And I've already sat 45 minutes in this doctor's office waiting room. What are you doing? What are you doing? Raquel. So five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today. A lot of money on the line. Almost 1,800 bucks. Oh, you know what? I do not have 30 seconds on the clock, but I will shortly. Maybe. I have to find it. Second week with the new operating system, so we're kind of still figuring stuff out. And by we, I mean me. No, no don't do
not
it!
The song,
no!
Not the song.
Stop playing the song! That should not have happened. I don't know why that happened. I have no idea. I was inserting. I didn't play.
That's funny.
Weird.
You be quiet over there, Shawn Mendes. All right. I think we're set. I think we're ready. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock this time. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go, I think. Who jumped in on Twitter over the weekend to defend Pink's work ethic?
Chrissy Teigen.
Cardi B was hanging out with new celebrity friends this weekend. Who was she hanging out with?
Beyonce.
A freight train derailed with its cars crashing onto light rail tracks below in what city yesterday?
Oregon? Oh, wait. That's not a city. Portland?
Who thought that they bought the Brady Bunch house this weekend only to get outbid by a Hollywood studio?
He's from the Backstreet Boys. Oh, no. NSYNC. Jim Bob Cooter.
ESPN's College Game Day will do their first show of the season from what university? 3 seconds.
Jim Bob's Cooter.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
She got herself so worked up, she couldn't even name one there at the end.
Right.
Crystal is an absolute doll, but she's not very good at this game. Actually, she took a good swing at it. She just didn't connect on anything. Yeah, you'll need one to keep the money safe.
Okay.
Just one. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Who jumped in on Twitter over the weekend to defend Pink's work ethic?
Justin Timberlake.
And Cardi B was hanging out with new celebrity friends this weekend. Who?
The Kardashians.
And a freight train derailed with its cars crashing onto light rail tracks below in what city yesterday?
That would be Pittsburgh.
Who thought that they bought the Brady Bunch house this weekend, only to find out they got outbid by a Hollywood studio?
Bass, comma, Lance.
ESPN's College Game Day will do their first show of the season from what university?
University of Washington.
Okay.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
See how we did here. Spence needed one. Who jumped in on Twitter over the weekend to defend Pink's work ethic? Crystal said.
Chrissy Teigen.
Spence said.
Justin Timberlake.
That was Justin Timberlake. Hey, word to the wise, Crystal, Raquel. Or Raquel, yeah. Crystal, or whatever we're calling you today.
Uh-huh.
No, word of the wise. Listen to the Kayla report every day at 6:40. Sometimes some of these will slip in, and yeah. That was one of those.
That's the only way I knew that one.
Cardi B was hanging out with new celebrity friends this weekend. Who's she hanging out with? Crystal said.
Beyonce.
Spence said.
The Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Booyah. Booyah.
How about that? A freight train derailed with its cars crashing onto light rail tracks below. In what city yesterday? Crystal said.
Oregon. Spence, that's not a city.
That's not a city. No.
Yeah. It said Portland.
Portland. Spence said.
Pittsburgh.
Well, you know what? Crystal, it was a P. We should give you partial credit. Something like that. Three for Spence.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Who thought they bought the Brady Bunch house this weekend only to get outbid by a Hollywood studio? This kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Crystal said.
From the Backstreet Boys. Oh, no. From NSYNC. Jim Bob Cooter.
Who knew that Jim Bob Cooter was in NSYNC?
Man.
Spence said.
Bass, comma, Lance.
Bass, comma, Lance.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
Now, the word is this Hollywood studio is going... Lance wanted to keep the outside of the Brady Bunch house the same. Then he was going to remodel the inside. Now, whether he was going to remodel it like the Brady Bunch show or whether he was just going to do something else, we don't know. Apparently, this Hollywood studio has plans to do the same.
Okay.
But...
they just wanted to pay more money, so...
The whole thing, well, they wanted it that bad. And they said they were willing. Lance thought he had the winning bid. Then the sellers came back and said apparently the other people said that they wanted it, the studio wanted it, and that they had unlimited resources.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
And that was that. What do we got? Four for Spence there. And ESPN's College Game Day will do their first show of the season from which university? And Crystal said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Good old JBCU.
Yes.
Good old JBCU. And Spence said?
University of Washington.
25 years ago, the very first College Game Day was at Notre Dame. After 5 years of one of the greatest college football rivalries going away, it is back this year. Notre Dame plays Michigan, I believe on September 1st, and the first College Game Day, they go back to where they started. To Notre Dame University.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So no points there, but Spence got one, and two, and three, and four, and that was enough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
In the morning, we listen to
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
So Spence, as you know this story already, Tell from your side what Stephanie's up against here.
This situation nearly derailed my marriage early on because my wife was late to everything.
Oh, really?
So I am.
You must have loved me when I was younger.
No, you know, I'll be honest. I don't think we ever came to blows about it, but I would get irritated with you at times when you would show up later. And
I'm mortified with this too. The thought because I was that guy. I was late to everything. And, well, I was always so busy, and, well, I just couldn't get there. No, it's rude. Get your you-know-what together.
Sure.
And get there on time.
But I remember having a discussion before I got married, and I said, look, you can be late to anything you want, but when it's my stuff, and I'm responsible to be somewhere, and you cause me to be late, that's not going to work. And that's what bothers me the most about this.
Yeah, and this is how it culminated. Stephanie was kind of took it when Gabby would just show up late to everything, but then... her boss says, hey, it's not that like they got comp dinner and comp tickets.
No.
Boss was springing for dinner and sprung for Cirque Show tickets.
It's a couple of grand, man.
At least, yeah. Depending on, don't you get the idea there were at least like 10, 20 people?
At least, well, yeah. I get the vibe.
And you can bring them plus one, mm-hmm. You know? So even if that's 10, You know what I mean? Because five and plus one, and then the boss and his wife or whoever he buries, 19-year-old girlfriend or whoever he bought. You know, whatever it was that he did.
Also got that vibe, yes.
Gabby blows off the dinner and shows up 10 minutes late to the show. So we're all like, Spence and I are incensed. Davey's mad. Callers are mad. Killer. You know, no, it's not that bad.
But
90% of the folks are pretty heated. And Kayla, the one shining light in a sea of darkness, says, everybody hold up for a second. Hold up. And then the next morning, Gabby called.
Well, this is going to get interesting.
Yeah, right?
We talked to Stephanie. Stephanie's got a problem with her friend Gabby. Gabby, you there? Can we call you Gabby?
Yes, that's totally fine.
I figured as much. I figured we were friends like that. Mm-hmm. Figured we, you know, we're past the Gabriella stage. Were you actually listening when Stephanie called, or did you get it secondhand?
I was actually listening. I was in my car.
Well, I'm sorry for making you relive this, but this is a portion of what Stephanie had to say yesterday about Gabby. And again, I'm sorry to make you relive this, but God, this is so Maury show
right
now. Right? So Jerry Springer right now. All right, here we go. Here's Stephanie from yesterday.
Over the years, you know, I've tried to, like, adapt to her tardiness. And, you know, if we're going to meet at 7:30, I tell her, oh, yeah, see you at 7. Because I'm trying to make up for the lost time. Okay. You know, however, we've been friends for so long, it seems that, you know, she's cotton on to what I've been doing. And now the 7 turns to 7:45. And it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, like, I've expressed to her that it's completely rude to keep people waiting. You know, like, I've sat at a restaurant just waiting and waiting, putting off the waiter for, like, up to an hour because she's taking her sweet time, you know? And every time I text her, it's like, hey, where are you? 5 minutes away. Like, come on. That's complete nonsense.
So I want to take this. I want to take this in pieces because there's certain stuff that I really want to know out of this. So, Gabby, number one, are you two still friends? I mean, really, are you two still friends?
I mean, you know, I was pretty shocked because she's never come at me like that. So... yeah, I would say she's my former best friend.
Uh-huh. And do you believe, as she has stated, that you are, in fact, late all the time?
Well, okay, listen, she's not wrong about that. I mean, she's not wrong, okay? Like, I will cop to that. That's fine. But, like, I got to defend myself because she put me on blast on the radio. It's just ridiculous. Okay, so, like, yes. I am late a lot. I'm not proud of it. But, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. That's just how things are. I have a busy life, all that stuff. And, you know, the other thing, Stephanie, even though I love her, we've been friends for years, she is totally uptight. Like, she's really intense about things that are like, why are you even raising your blood pressure about this?
What is she uptight about?
So, like, okay, so I'll give you an example. Like, you know, we hang out a lot, and so she'll leave things at my house sometimes, like, you know, like her sunglasses or, like, you know, a scarf or whatever. And then, like, she is all over me about returning them, like, as soon as possible, like, text after text after text, even though it's like, hey, we're going to hang out on Saturday. Like, can't you just chill? And it's like, damn, okay. Like, I'm going to bring your sunglasses eventually. I'm not going to keep them. Right. Like, I'm your best friend in theory. Like, what do you think I'm going to do with your sunglasses? Like, chill out. It's exhausting.
Yes. So there's obviously a difference of opinion. And perhaps as you two have grown up, these little things are causing a problem. Now let's address the other night. So Stephanie's boss goes all out, dinner, Cirque show. We understand he dropped presents on this thing. Stephanie has you as her plus one. You show up 10 minutes into the show, which, by the way, I admire you because your ability to talk your way in to a Cirque show 10 minutes after it started is admirable. However, how do you explain blowing off dinner and then showing up late for the show?
Well, okay, first off, I told her ahead of time that I was exhausted. I didn't particularly want to go. I've had, like, work is crazy at the moment. Like, I told her ahead of time that I would be late in this case. Like, I told, she knew, which is why she left the ticket to the will call in the first place. So
you know what? You bring
see,
up a good
different.
Point. This is the aha moment in the TV show. All of a sudden, they bring forth the piece of evidence. You know what? You're so right. She did leave tickets. It was she told us that she left the tickets at
but
will
she
call.
Kind
so
of alluded, she knew. But she kind of alluded that she that the tickets were left at will call because she had to go into the show. That's
right.
How I was understanding.
Right, but blowing off. The, yes, of course. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And that, and you're saying that. You told her to leave them at will call way ahead of time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. I told her that I might have to work.
Hold on a second then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, well, that's very interesting. Okay, so knowing what we know now, your final thoughts on this situation. Do you, because obviously you took a little bit of a beating yesterday. Anything else you want to say in your own defense?
Well, I mean, the main thing for me and the thing that's like so hurtful about it is that, you know, when it really matters in a friendship, like with Steph and I or with anybody else, like for instance, when Stephanie's fiance broke off her engagement, I was there. I was there immediately. Like when, you know, and I've done it in other like smaller things too that are still important. Like one time she needed this like last minute ride to the airport because her dad got really, really sick. I mean, I took off work, no questions asked, and I took her to the airport immediately. So like, you know, I will drop everything when it's crazy important. And I don't understand why she's painting me like that. And it's really hurtful.
I got to ask if we're doing makeup or breakup.
You read my mind.
I have to find out, you know, whether or not it's a breakup situation.
How do you feel? Do you want to salvage the friendship now?
I mean, like, I do, but it's just, you know, it's obvious that this has festered for, like, literally years, you know, and she's played it off like it's okay. And then now she's like, oh, it's not okay on the radio and, like, you know, makes me look like this horrible person. So I don't know, because, like, if she's going to hold... She's going to hold this against me, like, for our entire friendship. Like, I can't do that. I can't, like, go to dinner with her and worry, like, oh, what are you mad about now? You know? Like, I'm too old for that.
So interesting.
But is it as simple as you planning ahead for, like, a little bit more time for your outings?
Be on time, man.
No, I'm saying, like, is that the easy fix? As you said right now, you would like to salvage what you can out of the relationship.
Because, by the way, as you well know, Gabby, Kayla is the Stephanie of our relationship,
as you well know. I would never.
Yeah, I'm sure you need some time, but it sounds like you're like, screw her too. You know, honestly.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I have other friends. Like, I can't, you know, I am who I am, and I'm too old for this.
You know what? Life's too short, dude.
By the way, Steph just texted. She still hasn't got her sunglasses back. Come on.
All right, Gabby. Have a good weekend. Thank you for sharing, though. And I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad we've heard both sides on this.
Right.
I'm glad we've heard both sides.
Well, thanks for letting me talk.
Oh, anytime.
Oh, yeah.
You've got it. You've got our number. You call anytime. We've got to run. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, we'll see you.
I forgot you take that shot at the end, though, about her still not being on time.
Yeah.
You still take this. Even though you are sympathetic to the issue and that there are problems on both sides, Kayla's still like, yeah, but if you would just show up on time.
Well, that's the whole, probably it's that all easy. I mean, to me, it really seems like an easy fix, but.
And for both of them. And probably if she did show up on time, it would be easier for Stephanie not to worry about her getting her sunglasses back in a timely fashion.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Total, what do you call it? Like a preview of my greatest person in the world today, because both these guys are going to be it. When I'm old, I want to be this guy or these guys, because when I don't even have kids to ship me off to a home, who's going to ship me off to a home?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably. Sooner rather than later. The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday night. 2 men had escaped. Oh, my God.
No!
Have you ever had relatives in a nursing home?
Yeah, yes. my grandfather.
Okay, how many, and Was there always the one guy who kept trying to get you to open the back door?
My grandfather.
And your grandfather was trying to get you to help him escape?
Yes. He hated the nursing home.
Was there ever somebody like who you didn't even know?
Oh, no. Not that I can recall.
There was an old guy when my grandma was in the home. And she was just recovering from a surgery. So it was more like a rehab thing. There was a dude who had no legs. And he's like, all you got to do, just open the door. I'll give you $20. I was like 12 years old. $20 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was like, so then finally I go. Finally, I was entertaining the thought. I went, show me the $20. And he goes, well, I'll owe it to you. Like, no. So these guys had escaped, two dudes had escaped the nursing home in Germany late Friday night. So they called the police. Cops searched and searched. Finally found them at 3 a.m. at the Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany. The world's biggest heavy metal festival. This year's festival included Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and literally hundreds more bands. Cops did not say when they found, or the cops say that when they found the men, that they were, quote, disoriented and dazed. You draw your own conclusion.
Sure, sure.
And did not want to leave. Unfortunately for them, the cops made them go back to the home.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, this is smooth. This is brilliant. There's an Amish guy in Cologne in Southwest Michigan. And I'm sorry if you're from Southwest Michigan and it's colon or whatever it is. C-O-L-O-N. Sound like colon.
Colon. I like colon. Sure.
But I was trying to colon. But I don't know if that's, yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, this dude's name is Timothy Hochstedler. I did not know there was Amish that far west in Michigan. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Amish here?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I've never seen Amish.
There's a lot of Amish where I'm from, but
really?
Yeah, like
in Florida?
In Sarasota area, there's one of the best restaurants is run by an Amish community. It's a great biscuits and gravy, amazing.
Huh. So this dude, Timothy Hochstedler, brilliant. He just launched something he's calling Amish Uber. He will give you a ride in his horse and buggy for $5 American.
That's funny.
Now, you may note, well, wait a minute. It's this Amish Uber. He doesn't have a cell phone.
Right.
So to get a ride from Timothy, you actually have to flag him down. So really, it's Amish taxi. But that doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No.
I want to take a ride in a horse and buggy now.
But freaking Amish Uber. It's brilliant.
And they've been doing that in Central Park for how long?
Oh, I guess so.
In a way.
Why you got blown?
I realize what I did there.
Why you blow up my story?
Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I just have to jump back in the middle of this. Again, we have a new operating system. So there are some things. It was funny. You guys, before I turned my mic on, I just went, yeah, just do it. Because I was trying to make something happen at the last second that I could have done it. I was playing with the system.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I got burned. I got burned a little bit. It almost made it so the song was going before I was ready for the song to go.
Your recovery time, though, is shortening. I'm impressed. No, because once you stop having to think about it, then you just, your fingers go where they're going to go.
Yeah.
So you're getting better at it.
See, and I just did something else while we were talking that you didn't even know I did.
Yeah. What?
I don't know what you're doing.
It's all good. No, here was why. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown coming up in just a minute. But is there an app that you just hate, but you realize that you're addicted? The Gizmodo people are on there, or the people who are on Gizmodo are sharing the different apps that they hate and just can't. And it's not just social. It's not just social networks. Oh, Kayla's rolling her eyes and shaking her head.
Minesweeper for me. I can't put it down. I can't stop. I'm addicted.
The very first app that there ever was. Minesweeper.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of MySpace, Chet, but boy, do I hate it.
I just can't put it down.
I can't bring myself to delete it off my phone.
Only two friends left, but I still love it.
You know, MySpace came back around for a minute.
Yeah.
I can't even log into MySpace. Because the email that I used that company no longer exists. There were some local guys. I don't know if you remember, there were some local guys that wanted to team up with radio stations and do a dating app through the radio station so that P1s could hook up.
Oh,
dude, I should shut up about that. We should come back around with that.
P1 hookup. Brilliant.
Copyright 2018.
Like a Tinder just for P1s.
Yeah.
You already kind of know each other. What just happened? Kayla just exploded.
He just took a breath and like, I was like.
So, okay, so Minesweeper, Spence, what do you wish you could get rid of, but you just can't?
All of it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. No, I, Davey?
Groupon. I don't know why, but I have the app, and when I get on there just to look to see what's on there, I'm spending 5-10 minutes looking at stuff
that's
don't even need.
So interesting.
Oh, dude, I love Groupon. Yeah.
So interesting. Not here. It's not on the list. Google Chrome, I thought, was interesting. It uses up a ton of your computer's resources and kills your laptop battery, but it's the industry standard, so it's hard to switch.
I didn't know all of that information. Oh, that's what I use.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
YouTube. Because you end up going down a rabbit hole.
Oh, it's bad.
Next thing you know,
suggested videos.
Yeah, next thing you know, you burn 45 minutes. You're like, how did I get here? And I'm not even watching what I started out watching.
Exactly.
Because like you said, the suggested videos, yeah. It takes you down and it takes you off in a different place. And you go, oh, I'm still interested. Next video starts in 4. 3. It's like Netflix. Sometimes Netflix is like, stop it. You stop.
Yeah.
You stop.
I'm just trying to get away.
We're going to start the next episode in 5 seconds. Yeah. 4th. Okay, I'll do it.
Well, you already did.
It's only 22 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm already committed. I'm already in. Oh, you started. I can't stop you. That would be rude.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
David the Show Killer. Who is contestant number one today?
David Tosino.
David Tosino, already a winner, sir.
Woo!
Already a winner.
I like it.
Yeah. What's your buzzer going to be?
Bam.
Okay.
Good.
Very low key,
Bam. Very understated, yeah. David Tosino. I kind of dig
effort,
it.
Good effort, kid. Good effort.
Nah, you know what? I kind of dig it because he's smoothing us into a Monday. Hmm?
I don't know. My Bluetooth headset. Let me go off my headset.
Yeah, sure. We're only doing a live radio.
Yeah, get off your Bluetooth, David.
Yeah, do whatever you want, David. Sure. We'll wait for you.
Give us the step-by-step. What's happening now, David?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Contestant number... While he does that, contestant number two, Davey.
We have Ivy Ross.
Ivy, already a winner.
Yeah.
Breakfast with BSB. Oh, please tell me that is your buzzer. What's your buzzer going to be?
Well, it was boo-boo, but if you want, yeah.
Oh, I think. Don't you think?
Oh, my God.
Don't you think?
Fantastic. Okay, yeah.
Question number one, Kayla.
All right. Who had to apologize to MTV for accusing them of blowing off Childish Gambino's This Is America video? Donald Glover, Adam Levine, or Childish Gambino?
Bam.
Yeah.
David, just barely.
All right.
Adam Levine.
Was it Adam Levine? Sure was. Oh, David goes up one zip. Yeah, you sound much better off that Bluetooth.
Yeah. Famed boxer, and I always screw up his name.
Vladimir
Klitschko.
Yep.
Yes.
Good work.
Has ended his longtime engagement to his baby mama. Who is she? Michelle Trachtenberg, Hayden Panettiere, or Hillary Clinton? Hillary Duff.
What was the last one?
Hey, Ivy.
Ivy.
Oh, I wish it was Hillary Clinton, but Hayden Panettiere. I know I messed up her name.
Panettiere.
Yeah, let's
there you go.
Panettiere.
Panettiere.
No.
Panettiere.
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 Panettiere. There you go.
Yeah.
Is it Hayden?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And even though everybody's a winner today, which is awesome, but we are tied going into the all important third and final question. So. For 2 good-looking, tight-fitting Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Hmm. Oh, I can't wait to wear them.
This. hello there, shot caller. This will be worth one big game-winning point.
So on the season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, who is Kim fighting with over a family photo shoot? Khloe, Courtney, or Kylie?
Yeah,
we knew what you meant, Ivy. Go ahead, for the win.
Not Khloe, Courtney.
Is it Courtney? Dramatic pause. Show me Courtney.
Yeah.
Called the shot and hit it. Yeah. But David, you're still a winner. We'll see you tomorrow for breakfast with BSB. Who are you going to be bringing with you?
My wife.
Nice. Nice. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. David the Show Killer has all of your information. Ivy Ross, Breakfast with BSB, Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and the knowledge that she is today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
10 different countries have their own different versions of The Office.
I love
that. 10 different countries have their own version. The show is set at a paper company in 9 of the 10.
Ah.
I don't know why the Germans got to be so contrarian, but they are. And in Germany, it's set in an insurance company.
Yeah.
But the other ones are
just as mundane, though.
Yeah, right. Yes. The idea, tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about somebody who's worried about aliens and stuff like that, the tinfoil hat type folks. The idea for all of that came from a science fiction short story called The Tissue Culture King in 1927. The main character in that story uses a hat made out of foil to block people from reading his mind. And it stuck from that story. Or at least, or at least that was the first time.
And it's brought up everywhere. The old movie Signs, the kid puts on a tinfoil hat.
Yeah. Yeah. They had the whole family in them.
Yeah.
Except for Mel Gibson.
And he's the one that should have been wearing it.
If, in fact, there was a hole that went all the way through the earth and you fell in, it would take you about 38 minutes to get to the other side.
Would you continue screaming if you did that? I think after a while, I'd just be like, oh, just falling. Just going.
The things that go through
that
your
is
brain,
interesting.
Yeah. I start screaming immediately and then go, oh.
Yeah, after a while. When you get tired. Yeah, when you get tired.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And is this hole big enough that I'm not bouncing off the sides?
Yeah, because that's going to hurt.
Was it, and won't that slow me down?
Yeah.
If you realize that you're falling in the hole all the way through to the other side, then do you make yourself aerodynamic? So you can go faster?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, and what happens?
And what happens? I would scream because I was having fun.
But what happens when you get to the other side? You don't just keep going into space.
You just keep going?
Because the gravity's going to pull you back down.
Yeah, how far do you actually make it? Yeah.
Are you going fast enough that you can slingshot out of the Earth's gravitational pull?
But then you would burn up.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing, too. You've already burned up, haven't you?
Because you're going so fast?
Even just from the friction.
Well, you went through the core, too. Isn't that where all the lava is?
Yeah. Shoot. It sounds like it's never going to happen. I think we crossed that one off.
Ah.
Old song that my aunt likes a lot. If you're going through hell, keep on going.
Okay.
Just like that. I don't know if that has to do with anything. Just felt like that was appropriate right
sure,
there.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Treadmills were invented back in the early 1800s.
Really?
For fitness? No. Thank you. And this does make sense. As a way of punishing prisoners in England.
Still punishing people today.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And finally this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Hey. Super Mario Brothers, I know you know. Nintendo, back in 1993, actually purchased a porn parody of Super Mario Brothers. It was called Super Hornio Brothers.
Jeez, that's not even creative.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else is not creative?
What?
This casting decision. Ron Jeremy played Hornio in just about the most obvious casting decision in history. Yeah, Nintendo bought Super Hornio Brothers just so it couldn't get out. And my guess, and it doesn't say anything about this here, I'm doing this on my own. My guess is if you can find a copy of Super Hornio Brothers, it's worth millions.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be.
My thought is it's worth bajillions. Crazy enough.
Whoa.
And by the way, if anybody ever asks me, again, what my favorite porn movie is, I couldn't tell you because I'm not a title and artist guy. But I will from here on out. Hey, Chad, do you have a favorite porn? Yep, Super Hornio Brothers. All day, every day.
Yeah. Well, the new one, Christopher Throbin. That's out.
There you go. I see.
Gross. What is wrong with you?
Not necessary, but all right. Greatest person in the world and final exam and one less show member. Coming up next.
The greatest person in the world.
Davey looks pumped. You want to go first?
Sure. I was at, and this was the first time ever, I was at the Flamingo on Saturday night doing a DJing a corporate event.
You first time you'd ever been to the Flamingo or first time you'd ever done a gig there?
First time ever doing a gig there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the unknown. Where's the loading dock? Where do you load in? Where do you... All that good stuff.
Sure.
Well, one of the banquet managers' name is Adam, and he was nice enough to give me his cell number and just said, hey, give me a call when you get here if you have trouble finding, you know, where to go. So I give him a call, comes out like 30 seconds later, you know, in full tuxedo, in his full work gear. It's hot out. It's in the evening, so it's, you know, still warm out.
Sure.
And he basically, like, escorts me in, gets a security guy to help me on the loading dock, and was just phenomenal, and all his staff there in the banquet department at the Flamingo. They do a lot. And this was a big, big week-long thing they were doing there. It was called Combat Con.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this stuff day in, weekend, you know, nonstop. And those guys, they don't get enough credit. And just Adam for just going overboard and making sure I was covered. And the end of the night, usually you're on your own. You're like, okay, time to get out of there. Everybody pack up and get out. He assists me getting out of there. So Adam and his whole team at the Flamingo, thank you so much for your help. And you is?
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla's calling for the ball.
So Lollapalooza was this weekend, and there was only 119 people hospitalized, and only 7 people got arrested, which are like, Kayla, that's still a lot of people. The number is significantly down from last year, because in 2017, police arrested over 27 people.
Yeah, I was going to say, 7 arrests at Lollapalooza. That's pretty good.
And
that still gets like 100,000 people,
somewhere,
right?
Around there.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
friends were sending me pictures all weekend, because we talked about going, and then I couldn't.
How many of the 7 were your friends?
Only 3.
4.
It's weird. So, but like 234 folks were hospitalized last year. So to all you Lollapalooza people for not being turds anymore and getting arrested, you is.
The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
But this one popping off unnecessarily as well.
That's a funny word usage. I like that word. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a fun
one. Sure you would like it. You would love it. Anyway, who's your greatest person?
Anna Hofstetter. She's a bartender and a single mom. She works at the Hotel Nashville somewhere in Indiana. And she, you know, she's got 3 jobs, man. She's got 2 kids.
Hustling.
She's hustling. She's trying to make a living, trying to feed them kids.
Mm-hmm.
She comes across this couple, then she starts talking to them. She's waiting on them, and the couple says, yeah, we got married here 7 years ago, and they go on and on, and the bill came to $32.40, and she went and grabbed the receipt after they paid it and noticed that they left her a tip, $4,000.
Jeez.
And wrote on it, give something for the kids. So, you know, obviously, Anna's working 3 jobs. She got 2 kids. She can use that money. Instead, she comes across Clara Stanley, who's the president of the Brown County Enrichment for Teens Association, and she donates to... That's what it's called. I don't make it up. That's what it's called.
Enrichment for Teens.
It's something that was created in the 20s, and they just never bothered to change the name of it.
No.
She knew right then and there what she needed to do with it. So she donated the $1,000, and the kids there in Brown County will be enriched by a new skate park. At least the money's going towards that for kids all over the area. So
that's great.
Pretty cool, Anna Hofstetter. You is
the greatest person in the world.
You may have heard earlier, I said my greatest person in the world was going to be these 2 old guys who busted out of a nursing home in Germany to go to the world's biggest heavy metal festival. Awesome. They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave when the cops found them at 3 in the morning. Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and literally hundreds of other bands. And when they found these guys... they said they were disoriented and dazed. No word as to why or how or, you know, any of that.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But they didn't want to leave. The cops made them go back home. That was going to be my greatest person. But I would be wrong if I didn't mention Joel Robuchon. Joel Robuchon, famous chef, legendary chef, passed away at the age of 73 in Geneva, Switzerland over the weekend. A couple of restaurants at the MGM. Everybody who... ever ran across him in town will tell you what a great guy he was. I've heard this legend. This legend's trickled down to me. So, chef, for your passion and your creativity and your genius and your artistry, and most of all, for your kind heart, rest in peace. And Chef Robichaud, you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, David the Show Killer. Who's on the phone, dude? Oh, maybe I should turn your mic on.
Justin Carter from Mountain's Edge?
Man, the new operating system. I just yelled at Davey a second ago, too.
Oh.
I didn't yell. I raised my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I spoke sternly. I was wrong. And then I don't even turn the guy's mic on.
No worries.
Sometimes, man, I don't treat you very well.
Yeah. You're dealing with a lot of buttons over there.
Justin.
Hey, hello. Justin.
So today's a pretty special Monday. Why?
BSB bonus Monday.
Brother, you are in for breakfast with the Backstreet Boys tomorrow. Who will be accompanying you?
My beautiful wife.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And we'll also throw in a pair of tickets to go see the Las Vegas Lights in Phoenix, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Cashman Field, all right?
Cool. Thank you.
All right, brothers. Yeah, it's a good day for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day. Go out and take a good day, make it an already good one, and make it a great one.
Okay.
All right,
agreed.
And we will catch you back here mañana. Everybody, have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Later.
See you tomorrow, P1s.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.